You all right, guys?
I need the
kitchen,
the office,
the lounge,
the living room for a meeting,
for my spin class,
for my live stream,
for my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And need the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast.
This is your 40th combat in a row. In the middle of round 5, even though it feels like round 25, two of these hobgoblin raiders, which have now breached the observatory. The leader of this group.
What is your name? If you seek to slay us all.
Narthkeza. Remember that name, for it is the last name you will ever hear.
Meanwhile, Barnes is outside.
Guys, Zephyr is down.
Keep in mind, both hobgoblins have yet to be touched.
I will bring Zephyr back with a rousing splash.
Put me in, coach.
Zephyr, you're drained.
She's going to do her awakening power again.
Yes.
Natural 20.
Oh! He hits her armor and dies.
So here we go. 13 points of damage.
And that's 6 points left.
Oh! Yes!
One enemy left. She just runs up to the door. Kamnat! Kamnat! She's calling for her other warrior. Kamnat!
Kamnat is dead.
Barnes!
He's alive! Smiling as she is just swinging with her katana.
8 hit points left. Kamnat! Sorry, I stepped away there for a minute.
Sakawachi says, I would suggest not running out there. Again, there's other things going on here. Did I get your names?
The adventure continues now.
Tonight, and that's enough, Matthew!
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Capitacasa!
Seems like he's being forced.
It's like we're being held hostage.
Blink twice.
Right. Blink just twice. On the screen, there's a dude with a gun pointed at Matthew's head.
I believe it was a boking accident.
Does anyone have a newspaper with today's date I can hold? For no reason.
Yeah. Well, it's closer for me. It seems further away for you. Are you still December 1st?
Yeah.
December 1st, but, you know, not even Black Friday? You haven't even inched into Black Friday?
Why would I inch into Black Friday?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
No. I mean, I will do some Christmas shopping on Black Friday. I'm not.
Okay. So, yeah, that's,
I'm not,
to me, that's celebrate.
Well,
I'm
not Uncle Pennybags over here. Like, I have to, she's got to shop the deals.
You are enacting Christmas traditions in November. That's just the simple fact of what you just said.
I'm a victim.
Shopping for gifts for friends and family is a Christmas tradition.
Let me ask you this. When you're driving down a street and you see Christmas lights, do you close your eyes while you're driving?
No.
Oh, sounds like you celebrate early.
Yeah. Sounds like you're way into Christmas.
So hang on. Oh. So celebrating Christmas for you is just being a person in the world.
Yeah. Observing other people
celebrating. Observing the basic gesture.
Neglecting to kill yourself before December.
That's
all Christmas. It is.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Then I guess, yes, I celebrate
curious.
Same time as you.
You have problems with society, and yet you continue to exist in society. How curious.
I am a victim of late-stage capitalism as much as I am a perpetrator.
Has anyone moved to November 1st or even closer to November 1st?
Well, no. Here's the issue.
Okay, always something.
Why are we talking about that?
Just want to know.
We have to every fucking year.
We do this every year. It's tradition.
Everybody's got their own stuff.
We have new people to watch. I don't know what's going on.
Troy's insane.
Yeah.
End of sentence. My sister has a birthday in November.
Okay.
So that piled on with Thanksgiving is like, you can't throw Christmas in.
Because of your sister's birthday?
Yeah, because then you're detracting from everything else. So it's like, we keep Christmas till after, and we always did, because it's like, it's her birthday, it's Thanksgiving, it's the fall month, and then Christmas can start once it's over.
My middle child's birthday is December 7th. My wedding anniversary is December 12th, and we celebrate them all as if it was something special.
As if it was all Christmas.
Well, it's the Christmas themed, for sure.
You don't consider that Pearl Harbor Day erasure?
I'm fine with it.
I like to drag everything on as long as possible.
Yeah.
So, like, why not drag the fall and everything?
My wife's birthday is December 30th. Ooh. So, if you are after Christmas, you're just free and clear. You're out of it.
Yeah. Post-Christmas.
This is tricky, though. It's tricky for shopping.
Yeah.
You're just like,
here's a coupon.
How do I split these? This seems more like a birthday gift.
Right.
Yeah. This.
My wife's birthday is on Christmas.
That's right.
I know.
Yeah. So I've got my son, Dash's birthday is December 7th, wedding anniversary is December 12th, and then Christmas is my wife's birthday. So.
Well, you just pack it in 1 month a year. Like, yeah. You don't have to anything for your wife.
Easy.
Mother's Day.
Of course.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Good halfway point.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Do you buy gifts on Valentine's Day?
I do Galentine's Day.
What does that mean?
Your girlfriends?
Yeah. No, we
don't
do
shouldn't have friends.
Day.
I thought.
Yeah. No, I don't. I do Valentine's. Nothing special. Maybe I'll get some
buy
roses.
Buy presents.
I might do some roses. You know what we say is no presents, and then I still get her something.
Yeah, that's love her. That's dirty.
I do the same.
Nah, that's gross. It's gross.
You know what?
Don't say no presents.
We started doing for Mother's Day and Valentine's Day is deliberately choosing to go out to eat. On a day like a week before, a week after, because then you can get into the best restaurant.
Yeah,
you
make a reservation. Yeah.
February
2 days after Valentine's Day,
February 16th or February 12th.
Yeah,
yeah, you're
yeah. Pro move. Pro move.
So that's a pro.
Pro move.
Yeah.
Pro move.
How you doing?
What are you looking at me?
Yeah,
I can't tell because I have my computer glasses on, so I'm not sure. I can't actually make out any of your faces.
Oh. I got these new glasses and they're great, but when I take them off now, I can't see, but I don't want to wear them.
Skid is switching to his other glasses to see you.
Skid, I know you hate this topic. I know it's way too early for Christmas for you, but are you still, do you wait till, do you not celebrate at all?
I just love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to like.
That is a Christmas holiday.
I think they're distinct holidays.
Piece of Christmas.
I just love Thanksgiving. I have very big Thanksgiving plans this year. I'm very excited about those.
You want to share it with the class?
Going to Disney World.
On Thanksgiving?
Disney World.
Are they open?
Yeah.
I spent a Thanksgiving in Disney World once.
I didn't know they did that. I didn't know that was like a thing.
Yep. Never been to Disney anything.
Yeah.
Me either.
It seems like a thing you would love.
Yeah.
You would probably
like
love it.
I think we talked about this before. There are two types of children. You either grew up watching Disney or you grew up watching Looney Tunes. And I was the Looney Tunes guy.
Same. I grew up watching
I was definitely
both.
A Looney Tunes
I grew up watching
guy,
both.
Nope. I also don't think you need to be have some sort of childhood investment in the Disney properties to for you specifically to enjoy Disney.
The rich kids watch Disney. My family did not have money, and so we could not afford the Disney Channel.
I didn't have the Disney Channel.
I don't think you paid for the Disney Channel.
You did.
You were born 3 weeks ago.
It was separate. You had to add on the
free.
You had to add on the Disney Channel to your cable package, and we did not have it.
Wait. You're saying as a child,
yeah,
you never watched.
Fantasia.
Fantasia or Robin Hood.
I think I saw I think I saw part of Mary Poppins.
Sword in the Stone.
No, not
Disney.
I think I saw part of Mary Poppins once, and then I didn't see. No,
sorry,
that
you're saying no to all this. You never saw Sword in the Stone.
No.
You never saw Robin Hood.
So Lion King.
You never saw Sleeping
Beauty. Freshman in college.
Well, now you were older, but you never saw Sleeping Beauty. You never saw Pinocchio.
No. What?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I never saw a single Disney movie.
Are you showing them?
You didn't have to be
kids?
Rich to go to rent.
You had to be rich to have the Disney Channel.
I didn't have the Disney Channel.
You never had the Disney Channel.
All the Disney
Channel.
And you watch
Fraggle
those
Rock,
movies.
All the rich kids watch Fraggle Rock.
You watch them on the movie medium. What is that?
VHS.
VHS.
You had a Blockbuster.
VHSs?
You couldn't afford VHSs?
No, those were expensive.
You rent them.
You rent them.
That's why.
Well, I didn't have any exposure to Disney. So I was
not
like,
having this.
Mom and Dad, get me Sleeping Beauty from Blockbuster.
We're not going to win.
Well, you shouldn't start with Sleeping Beauty.
And by the time I was interested in movies, I wanted to see Dick Tracy or Batman.
That was a good movie.
Or
they're also good movies.
I just realized.
I didn't want to go back and watch like fairy tale cartoons by the time that I was interested in movies. Because I wasn't interested in movies at 6
You were
seven,
always
years.
Interested in short form, like hit people on the head comedy.
Yeah, that's what I love. I loved. And sitcoms. Like, I watched Perfect Strangers while the kids were watching, you know, Sword in the Stone.
Right. I watched both. Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
You had limited time.
I had limited time. I was watching Three's Company. I was watching Perfect Strangers. I was watching...
Never saw Three's Company.
Brady Bunch. I never saw Three's Company? Oh! My God!
Were you a Mr. Furley guy, or were you the other guy?
The Ropers. I liked them both. I liked them both for different reasons, but Mr. Furley was great.
Mr. Furley was pretty good. Yeah. He was the replacement for Norman Fell, or did he come first?
No, the Furley came... Well, now I'm questioning
myself. I think Norman Fell came first, right?
Yeah, no, I think I did, because then they got the spinoff, The Ropers, and that show died.
Right.
And then it was too late.
This is old guy language.
I don't know what this is.
This is old man
language. I don't know what they're talking about or saying.
Yes.
I know. I couldn't understand any of the
Ropers
words.
Were seasons 1 through 3.
Stop talking about the Ropers.
They were a breakout hit, and they got their own series, and that series tanked, but it was too late. They couldn't come back as Furley. It was already the man.
Norman Fell was very good in Transylvania 65,000, the movie.
You're making stuff up.
That was
the same number made up.
Very short bit, little cameo in that movie. Played the newspaper editor in that movie.
Disney has nothing to do with my like or dislike of holidays. So I don't know how we got
this. Princess Jasmine had a tiger as a pet.
Skid is spending Thanksgiving in Disney.
That's how it happened. Right. Yes. Which sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be fun.
Early 80s, it's like.
I don't have to cook.
Yeah, you get to eat all the Epcot.
Are you going? Who are you going with? Are you going with any kids?
Just me and Samantha. Well, we were going to go with my nephews.
Yeah,
but that didn't shake out. So we already had our reservations and everything. So we're still going.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going
to
be amazing.
It's an adults only trip to Disney World. Oh. Amazing.
Adventures in Babysitting, I guess, is considered a Disney movie. I saw that.
That's not
a Disney movie. That's like a
Disney might own the property.
List. Yeah. Okay. It's like Touchstone.
Touchstone movie. Yeah, that's a Touchstone movie.
Never saw Fantasia.
Like Flight of the Navigator. Isn't that a Disney movie?
No.
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 Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I guess Touchstone. These are all.
Wait. Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is not a Disney
movie. Well, anyways, I never saw any of that shit.
That movie was too sexy.
I have fun at Disney.
Any of that garbage.
We're going next year. We're going next year, I think. We're
with the
kids?
Great.
Boy, you got some movies to watch.
No, you're not going to know any of the
characters. I've seen all the shit that's out now. They watch it all the time.
Your kids aren't going to know, like, who Dumbo is.
They can watch in the room.
I don't care about Dumbo.
The Jungle Book?
Belle?
Who cares?
Little Ariel?
Little Ariel?
I know. They know of Ariel.
Okay.
They know
Cinderella.
I think your kids are going to have a good time regardless, but you should watch the movie.
I don't want to watch the movie.
He doesn't have to do.
You don't have to watch.
But you should consult with me on your trip before you go. I'm a bit of an expert.
You're a Disney expert. How many times have you been?
In my life?
Yeah.
20.
Wow.
Wait, how? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because my grandparents were down there, and like basically whenever we go down there, we would go.
Wow. Yeah, I know nothing about it. You always said I'd really like it because it's clean and it's run like.
It is.
Yes.
It's run like a totalitarian fascist
government.
That is
your vibe.
That was Walt Disney's dream, honestly. Yeah. Was jackbooted thugs like beating people up for spitting out gum.
That's how I model how I run this company.
But I once performed at Disney.
But definitely, yeah, hit me up.
Oral on a hobo in a bathroom?
I can tell you the best place to stay, best place to eat.
There are no hobos in Disney World.
Well, and I like it already. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Christmas and Thanksgiving. Oh, we're going to go for Halloween next year because Archer and Ashley love Halloween.
So that's Mickey's not very scary Halloween. You can enjoy that.
When they get a little older, that's when you switch to the man's game, which is Six Flags Great Adventure in Jersey. You go to Fright Fest for Halloween.
Yeah, Fright Fest.
And that's the fun one because you actually get to go on roller coasters and...
Any excuse to avoid the state of New Jersey we take.
Are you going to take that? Are you guys going to take that?
How many times have I visited your house, Joe, since you moved?
Zero. He's never seen it.
I've never seen it?
I can't go to the state.
He will not set foot in the state.
Brody is going like this.
He will deign to allow his tires on the highway that passes through the state, but that's...
You used to go to Jersey all the time.
For what?
To place bets on your gambling app.
Well, that was for a good cause.
Basically charity.
I had some freelance work there at the time.
Are your kids, are they Harry Potter kids at all?
No, that's complicated, man. I don't know if we're allowed to promote
that. But I was saying, you could hit up Universal Studios as well down in Florida, and they have some
true stuff
there. I feel like we'll have enough on our plate with just doing Disney, because we'll stay for like a week.
Epcot.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
and Epcot. Love Epcot.
MGM. It's a great time.
I really want a full report on this, Troy, on my desk.
Okay, it's like a year
when you get back.
Don't worry about it.
Well,
it's like literally a year from now.
I've never been to Disney, and I want to know what it's
like. You haven't been either. All right, so I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
But you've seen Disney movies.
Yes.
Oh, here's the craziest thing. Get back to Christmas. One of my favorite Christmas shows of all time is the Mickey Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a record You want to talk old school? I had a record of it when I was a kid. It's slightly different from the cartoon version, but I would listen to the record on repeat. Aww. And then I would love watching the cartoon. So I did watch that. It was a Disney movie, but it's great.
Is that Scrooge McDuck? Is that
Yeah, Scrooge plays Scrooge.
Okay,
it is a Disney movie.
Joy to the children. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Tiny Tim.
I grew up on that movie. That was like every single year.
It's
multiple times.
I'm about to hate myself, but you know what's also a really good Christmas Carol adaptation?
What?
The Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol.
One of the best.
Mr. Magoo guy.
That is
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol?
Oh, it's Roadhog!
And Razzleberry dressing.
Yeah, he was, Mr. Magoo is a
He was fool. This like senile old man that fool. Would like always almost die, but then...
Because he wouldn't wear his glasses, yeah, and he couldn't see, so he would like walk
right around. Right.
Roadhog!
But and yeah, it was Jim Backus did the voice.
Jim Backus, yeah.
And he looks like this.
Yeah.
He plays Scrooge in a... It's supposed to be like a Broadway production of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, it's a classic. We bought it. We bought the VHS for my uncle once for Christmas.
Julie Stein did the songs.
Look at that. Check it out.
Okay, well, Julie Stein?
In the past 13 minutes, all of a sudden, Christmas spirit is in the air here. We'll be back right after this break.
I stole away recently to play some nerd games that will go unnamed for the moment, at a bar, believe it or not, at a bar. So rare these days that I actually get out anywhere, let alone an establishment that serves adult beverages. And in the past, I would just proceed willy-nilly, my youth, or the youth of my adulthood anyway. And then, you know, the next day would be the next day. But now I have to choose. Do I want to have a fun night, or do I want to have a good next day? Or it used to be a choice, until I found pre-alcohol. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. So when you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. And it's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And I'll admit, I was very skeptical when this came into my life. I was dubious. And then I just figured, oh, I'll try it and see what happens. And it has consistently worked. And I am, honestly, I'm a true convert. I bought more for myself. I've given them as gifts to family and friends. I mean, I heard about pre-alcohol and wondered what it was actually like. But then when I tried it, I got what everyone was talking about. And with their GMO technology, ZBiotics is continuing to invent probiotics that will help with the everyday challenges of modern living. So, go to ZBiotics.com/GCP to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
We're back. Want to thank our sponsor, Ronies Foundry Virtual Tabletop and Skid. What about Norse Foundry?
Look at Norse Foundry. Talk about, this is the Christmas spirit. Doesn't this remind you of the first snow of the winter season?
Yes.
Christmas, huddling around the fire with your family.
Oh, I can feel it.
Whatever you guys do. This is what this is. Oh. Norse Foundry for all your random number generating needs, even at Christmas.
Oh,
yeah, makes a good gift.
Those stocking stuffers.
Glass cannon Norse Foundry dice make a really good gift. for that special someone in your life or someone you want to bang.
That's right. The nerdiest gift ever.
For real.
You guys want to bang? I got you a crystal D20.
A single ring box, and it's just a big D20 chonk. And you're like, do you want to have sex with me?
You want to have sex with me now?
Does this mean because you have sex?
That's for you.
You guys made it. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Right.
You survived.
That's right.
Talk about a gauntlet.
We made it.
I told you.
That was hot.
Tight.
Hot. Don't you feel, though,
episodes?
Remember this. You won't. You got such fucking short-term memory, you'll forget. I feel like you should feel like you can do anything now. Surviving that,
I was thinking about it. Last episode, I do remember thinking multiple times, like, if we get out of this one, I really should take any time that we're in a horrible situation and I have, like, a spell. And be like, oh, well, this is easy. We'll get out of this one. Just because I could not see any way out of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, wow. I mean, you've been holding out on us because you're like, I have no spells. I have no way to heal. And that like dumping of water on people's
faces
was amazing.
That is a cantrip that I had, you know, prepared. I don't know. I've been preparing it maybe the last 15 episodes or 20 episodes. I found it. It's from Rage of Elements. I was like, this is a cool spell. And I thought that it would be more useful for, like, you know, getting rid of persistent fire damage, like a really good option for that. And I was like, you know, 1d4 temporary hit points is not going to be a big deal when it comes to regular healing. But when I just didn't consider the possibility of, like, being unconscious, dying, having absolutely no healing recourse, it's a great Band-Aid spell to get somebody back up to do one action.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. Like, literally.
We got to do several. I mean,
yeah,
I did. I ended up doing, I think, like 30 points of damage as a result of you using that spell. So
that was huge. Honestly, I think there are a lot of things that happened that turned the tide, but I think that spell saved us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Totally. Because with that spell, that gives Zephyr the chance to hit that natural 20, which really turned the tide.
Brought down one of them.
But each thing was a building block to the next. Ugh, so
you
awesome.
Taking those three actions to move up to get into flanking was the difference maker hitting and defeating her. Because I, you know, she might have bled out. In my head, I knew she didn't have a lot of hit points, but I think she had a couple rounds.
Yeah.
So that it would be like maybe her death would happen off screen and it would just have that lingering doubt in your head that she's still out there and can tell other people what you look like, what you can do, what you can't do, who's the weakest among you. So taking her out was key.
It's so weird because, like, we still have no idea what's going on here.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I guess we should kill her. She doesn't look like someone I want running around. So, like, we should go after her, I guess. But, like, we don't really know what the ramifications would be if we didn't.
Right. I'm just hoping, like, I think that tactics and planning are fine and fun, but also sometimes just, like, going with what your character would do and then just seeing what happens. Mm-hmm. And then you get fun ends of combats like that.
Yeah.
Joe.
Huh? I didn't say that.
I was definitely pointed at
I'm just saying, like, there was also, like, Barnes, like, ming-haing a bit about, like, should I take the three move actions or should I try to do something? And it's like, just take the move actions and move on. And then it ended up being, like, really awesome.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
That was cool. Like,
I could have blasted her.
It was a very cool visual moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine
I pictured that, like, Lord of the Rings,
yes.
Like...
Yes,
Aragorn
going up the doors. Yeah,
he had, like, the coat and everything.
And I was soaking wet, covered in blood.
Yes.
I have 5 hit points left.
Gondor calls for 8.
5 hit points left.
Yeah.
Oh man, all I had to do was just hit with one of those.
Yes, yeah. That was it. That's why I was being so cautious. I was like, I can't. If I give this guy a chance to hit, it's over.
I mean, he missed you 4 times.
Is it 4?
Right?
I thought it was 3, but yeah,
3 minimum, possibly 4.
Yeah, and you know, if you just weren't lucky with your death saves, you just bleed out there.
Yeah,
and they never
find me.
Yeah,
yeah,
no way.
Speaking
of
death,
you survived, and now you are in this observatory, and you know, this spell that you used on Buggles. I would keep you in combat here, but I think flavor wise, you would go next before Buggles, and we talked about this off air. You could stabilize him.
Yeah, so Buggles' hit points would only last for 1 minute, then they'd go away. So we kind of went back and forth, like, would that... I'm actually curious if you could respond in the comments. Like, would that immediately give him the dying condition again?
Right.
Or would he just be stable and unconscious at 0?
And then would he go to dying 2 because he's wounded 1?
I think I would just go back to... Well, I, no, because I think I would have stayed dying 1 with the temporary HP, and then when they went away, I just go unconscious at dying one again.
I wonder.
That's interesting. Yeah. So I'd like to hear.
They're not real. They're not real hit points.
Yeah. So. I can't imagine there's an actual ruling for it, but I think that I'm not going to play this out. The life starts to fade from his eyes, and you can stabilize it.
And after one round, I get one hit point. So like, Zephyr's good for a second.
Yeah, but we all need some serious healing.
Stabilized.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to do
quick
a lot
with me
of
this healing. Way. We must take on more warriors.
No, let us take kidding. Down their encampment.
Barnes charges out into the streets. The streets of Brevoy.
We'll take you all on.
Show yourselves.
Get in here.
Bar the doors as best you can. Use some of the shit, the detritus in this room to, you know, fill up any cracks. And you've got now a moment here.
So can we do all the things we need to do, like heal, search the bodies, all that stuff?
Yeah, searching the bodies. The two that are in here, actually, I think I deleted one. So the two regular hobgoblins have long swords and short bows and hide armor.
I'll take a short bow.
She has a crossbow and a short sword and scale mail.
No cool pluses. No runes.
No gold.
Huh.
Let me make sure. Yeah, no gold.
Oh, yeah. And Brother Amius, I have to give you back your crossbow.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Pons. It is good to see you. I wasn't sure if you'd made it.
Yes. Apologies for running off like that. I'm wanting to get away.
Oh, no. Of course, we would not let them alert more of them, but I'm surprised how quickly they were on us.
What's going on here?
Yes. You asked my name.
Yes.
I am Brother Ramius of Latria.
Brother Ramius of Latria.
Yes, you know Latria, the Shadow Isle.
I've never been there, but I've read of it.
Yes. But I'll let the others introduce themselves.
Yes, you all are in rough shape. I wish that I had found more of those potions. We don't have to do this all now. If you want to rest, we can talk later. I would suggest we don't all go to sleep in case there are more of them out there. And I know there are more of them out there. Or my friends might come here. I have no idea.
Please, tell us about them.
Well, we have much healing to do.
Well, I can listen and heal.
That's what while you are.
Okay.
While I'm working here, who are these friends you traveled with and when did they go missing?
And he's going to start treating wounds.
And why is it so fucked up here? We were sent here not under these conditions.
Yeah, something, as I mentioned, I don't know if you remember, something happened.
Sorry, I got hit in the head a lot.
No, I understand. Something happened.
Sorry, I'm bleeding!
Did you just kill one of us?
What did you just do?
Who are you treating?
Why do you look like that?
Who are you treating?
Who are you treating?
You didn't say who you were treating.
What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on over there? I know I'm new here, but did you just kill Zephyr?
Were you treating Zephyr?
Are you serious?
Be honest. What were you doing?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yes.
I want you to be honest.
Let me be honest. Were you treating yourself?
Were you treating yourself?
What were you doing?
And you critically failed?
I went over to treat Zephyr.
Stop it.
And?
What did you do?
And I rolled a natural one.
What does that mean?
That means?
It means I deal damage.
Okay.
But you're wounded 2, not wounded 3.
I'm wounded 2 right now.
I thought you were wounded 3 for a second.
But she goes right to dying.
Walks over, just slits her throat.
Do I lose my one hit point?
Conversation.
She goes to dying 3.
What the fuck did you just do? Why did you do that?
Could I not be talking to you while you're doing this?
Trips and falls with a scalpel into Zephyr.
Into her carotid artery.
Just like, let me. Who are these friends of yours?
Like she was just
starts
about
working
to wake
and
up.
Then all of a sudden.
She was like,
and like this blood starts pouring out from her and he's like.
Close the valve!
My God. Bars.
Why are the valve open?
She's dying.
We got a bleeder.
Oh, man. I'm used to seeing this.
Asta comes over and puts her hands
can
onto
you. Can someone stop that dying in a round?
I can stabilize her in a round.
Okay, so now she goes to wounded 3.
Wounded 3.
My.
She comes back again. Does she have one hit point?
No, I don't think you get a hit point.
For keeper's sake!
Let me know when I'm awake.
His hands are covered in blood.
I have a lot to say.
Shaking, exhausted.
Barnes lights a cigarette for you.
Don't!
Wait, unconscious in 2E. I think it takes hours for you to get a hit point back, or it's like
when you are stabilized. I think I was stabilized.
It takes you a while.
But if we rest. Oh, man.
For a minimum of 10 minutes to several hours.
But I think that's unaided.
Before he stabilized me, and I looked up what that is.
After sufficient time passes, it says. So it's GM discretion. So you could certainly like wait for her to get back to 1. And then maybe Sakawachi's like, why don't you leave her alone for a minute? Any of your friends have potions like the ones that I gave you? Why don't you give her that just in case?
We use them.
We don't have any potions.
Have anything.
I have a scroll of heal. That will be useful. That will probably be useful.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, there's... I mean, I guess we could just let her sleep. It doesn't really matter, though. Because let's say she recovers 2-3 hit points. Like,
well, you guys,
if I roll a natural 1, it's still the same situation.
How do you get rid of wounded?
Sleep? You have to have treat wounds or be healed to full.
You can't just sleep off. All right, yeah. I mean, you've got... This is...
Well, then I'm sleeping through all the info.
You'll have to download it later.
This is a paranormal investigation. I have no clue what's going on.
Not a natural 1, please.
You kill her.
I mean, I'm not saying roll. I'm just saying, like,
if you fail, does it hurt her?
No.
Critically,
if you roll a natural 1, does it do damage?
I touch Ramius's back, and I use my Sky Sage spell casting, and I cast guidance on you.
Wait. Okay.
That doesn't sit. That doesn't stop the
attack roll, failure. Perception check, or skill check.
Can't Buggles heal her?
Only when my psyche is unleashed. Which I can do. I mean, but I'd have to. Yeah, I can do that. I'd have to, like, ask the Kaulakan to heal her.
But then it's only, like, what, 1d4 hit points?
No, it's 8 hit points per.
It's 8 hit points?
Yeah.
You should be like, hit me. Punches you and then sends it to her.
Well, Zephyr kept Buggles alive in a way, which the Kaulakan like needs his body to exist.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Maybe he would help.
Yeah.
Asta also needs to sleep, and I'm drained 2 right now, and I have to sleep at some point to reduce my drained by 1.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna take a little
while.
We
need like
Sakawachi has a +10 in medicine.
Okay, so why wasn't he helping?
He's never used it.
Does he have battle medicine?
No.
So then he could treat wounds though. We're not in combat. He doesn't have to do battle medicine.
Yeah. No, I was saying if he had battle medicine.
Does he have continual recovery?
No. No, okay. I'm sorry. My grandmother has shown me a couple of things to do, but I'm not.
Well, can you come here and help Brother Ramius?
Yes.
I don't need your help.
You got this.
Ramius, let him.
Don't crowd her. Give her some room.
You give
Asta,
her room.
Stop yelling at me.
Stop cutting her.
Stop yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me.
I could.
And Asta just like walks off. In the other direction and scoops Hubert on the way.
He looks at Barnes. Such a horrible sound.
Fox screaming, echoing in the room.
Barnes looks to Sakawachi and is like, it's been a trying couple of hours for us.
Stand, this must have been a lot. You came from another planet, is that right?
Well, we're from here.
Right, but you were transported here. The person I spoke with, Aleli, she was on Castrovel?
It's true.
And that's where you came from?
Yes.
Yes, I know it sounds
fascinating, isn't
unbelievable,
it?
But it is true. Transported through an Ayudara. Do you know what that is?
Yes, of course.
All of us have... That's an experience all of us have had before.
This is unbelievable. I don't want to overwhelm you, but this is fate at work here.
It's funny. It's exactly what they said on Castrovel.
That's how fate works. Those who know, know. And I have a lot to tell you, because I feel like our stories are intertwined, but I want to make sure you don't kill your friend. And
it's your fate.
Ready.
Believe
the chat.
You think it is fated for this one to die?
He's just looking at Zephyr. She's like slowly breathing, barely alive.
When I consulted my astrolab back here, my astrolab, the one that was here, when I came, I saw you. I saw this battle. I don't see it like a storybook, but I saw bits and pieces of it, and in it, you all survived.
You're just saying that.
That's what I feel like I saw.
Well then, I guess we'll be fine. Back to work.
My God. I swear, Joe.
You said you wanted her to die.
You I thought like I was this. Okay with what would yes. happen, yeah. whatever happened.
But not like this, heroically. Not by you. We're going to hate you.
I mean,
you.
Like, this is fine, too, I guess. I so. Don't want to just, like, be unconscious.
Asta, not for us to choose Asta our own deaths. I'm just saying. Mugging Ramius.
It would be wild if you're a natural woman right now.
Holding Hubert.
Just doing what my character would do.
Okay, no, that's fine. Oh. Hurt.
I'm also trying to think of any mechanical other option.
No.
I can use the scroll. I have one remaining scroll.
Yeah, it's probably for
the only other thing we could do is just...
That's wow. a guaranteed.
Wow. I just want to... Joe O'Brien is maybe on record as being the most anti-use of consumables person I've ever met.
But we saw what happened.
I would do that for Kate.
Not that long ago with his sleep checks that he had to make. Like,
it can,
and then
it
the
can
smudge
happen.
Stick going out, and I just...
All right. Remember that?
That was crazy.
Everyone gather around.
And I could will. Also just sleep...
No, Barnes. I'm sorry. May I please have the scroll? All of you I can take care of. She needs its full power. Please.
Yeah. All right.
He's going to take it because if you roll a one, that doesn't help her at all. May I?
She's dead now.
Well, she gave her life to bring back Zephyr.
It's a little bit rather dramatic.
Unroll the scroll. Speak the words.
I assume it's level one.
Yes.
Garbage. Grandmother was garbage.
Like my mother. Garbage, like your...
Your mother, you said?
My mother. Your grandmother was garbage.
Your grandmother was garbage.
And you're garbage.
And you're garbage.
Your mother was garbage.
It's just like your grandmother.
I really don't agree.
It runs in the family, huh?
Runs in the family.
Downhill.
I really don't think you're in a position to be judging my scroll of heal.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see what potency was contained in here.
Can I roll it?
Cast it. You get 12 hit points back.
Okay. Okay. All right. She comes back.
Zephyr.
She starts breathing more heavily, and she opens her eyes, and she goes, I did it.
You did it, Zephyr.
I did it. I used my power.
You did it. But you're not well yet. Wait what? Just a moment. Don't move.
I feel bad still.
This is going to hurt very badly.
What?
Critical on the treat wound.
Oh, thank God.
Because you were still wounded 3, so I just need to get rid of that. So... That was awesome. All right, 16 points.
So 16, and now I'm not wounded?
Now you are not wounded.
Awesome.
Nice. Okay, we'll and you're but you're still drained, too, yes. And a full night's rest will only bring you to drained 1.
Right.
I think others
so we'll
you.
Spend a few days here.
But you lose the wounded 3 condition.
And then,
or do you just go to wounded 2?
What am I fatigued from?
I think you lose
from?
It all, yeah, I think. So.
What am I fatigued and enfeebled?
Tightened? Titan swing.
Oh, right.
That was your backlash.
Oh, okay.
What was the What was the length on that backlash? Do you remember?
Until I eat again, like a full meal.
It takes 10 minutes. So yeah, someone could give you food, rations.
They start feeding you rations.
Right now? Okay.
Have some water.
I've always said rations.
A little baby
life,
bird. Can you chew it first?
Olman said rations once, and now I always say
rations.
Oh, yeah,
very odd. Very odd. Another critical on Buggles. So he began work on Buggles. So that's awesome. Anyway, cool. I think everybody's out of death territory. Can we hand wave these heals rolls, or do I need to roll all these?
Yeah, I mean, if you have enough to bring everybody to full, it's just
all treat wounds. It just takes hours,
takes
but I can
time.
Bring everybody.
So
but
you'll be the last one to sleep.
A lot. Right. So I'm saying it'll take a few hours.
Yeah.
You want me to roll?
No,
them
no. All? Don't worry about it because you're not going to kill anybody at this
right.
point.
Right.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
Bet.
So, you know, this is before you're taking a full night's rest. You're just doing some.
Yeah.
Just so that everybody's full in case somebody barges in overnight or something. And also to get rid of everybody's wounded condition.
Yeah.
Including my own.
So maybe some, you know, we just see you going about there and then there's like a fire.
Yes.
You know, a little campfire. And you're sitting in there and luckily there's a hole in the ceiling so the smoke is going out. And you're just kind of sitting there in silence. And Sakauachi doesn't want to break the silence. So he's just kind of looking at all of you and
Sakauachi
smiling. Yes.
Who are your friends? Why were you coming here?
I should probably begin at the beginning. It might make a little more sense, but I, it's a long story, but I am on a quest to find a living god. That sounds dramatic, right? That sounds dramatic, but it's the truth. I was chosen by the elders of my people to find a living god, as it were. We come from Aiminuit. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's where many Erotaki tribes hail from. And I am in search of this living god to save my people from an ancient, powerful evil. Trust me, I know that it sounds like a lot.
Sorry.
And I believe
no,
it.
Please.
It yeah. sounds...
You're in good company.
Okay.
What is the name of this living god?
I think I'll know when I meet them.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I'm traveling to a land where the gods still walk the earth. It's called Sarkoris.
Sarkoris.
Yes, the gods still roam the earth there, and so
I know Sarkoris.
I have been destined to go there, and Sarkoris is my destination.
To the north.
And is it to puff puff pass one pass one puff?
I'm just gonna get used to it.
Are you familiar?
Would you like some flay leaf?
With flay leaf.
I actually have something a little bit better than that.
What?
And he just produces like some really choice, but
Buggles? Like you.
You've been so brave. There you go.
Like been to, Oh,
you gave it to Buggles again?
Isn't he the equivalent of a child?
He put his hand out.
Shouldn't give him that stuff.
Because he puts his head...
If he's old enough...
Take it back.
If he is old enough to fight alongside us, he is old enough...
To get high.
To get high.
I think I'm dying again.
He's not enjoying it.
You really shouldn't give that to a child. I
couldn't agree more.
It's like a rite of passage when we turn 15.
I'm not from where you're from.
Anyways, you're welcome to it. I'm a little nerved up.
I was going to ask, Sakawachi.
Yes.
The god you're trying to find, is it to fight the Black Frost Whale?
I don't know.
Do you know what that is? Osorio, it's the curse and the Black Frost Whale.
I think it's pronounced Arroyo. Oh,
I thought it was Osorio no, also.
He's high.
Is it Osorio?
Yes. Yeah. He's high as
sorry,
hell.
Don't listen to me.
He gets like this. He should not do he should not do any more surgeries
we're
tonight.
We're really tired.
We're really sleepy.
I don't...
Do I have all my hit points, though?
I don't think so.
You're fine.
But what you is, say that name... And it sounds familiar to me, but this evil that is threatening my people is unknown, at least to me.
How is it manifested?
It's unclear. My people's most skilled sorcerer sent my guides and I here in search of this observatory. Actually, long has this observatory stood on this mount, and I was told that I could come here to consult the stars and pray for guidance for the mission ahead. We didn't realize that Skywatch had some problems. So we came here. I have three companions, there is something going on here. The people of Skywatch have abandoned the place, and so there are these raiders, I don't know how many of them there are, but the streets are empty. Otherwise, the buildings look empty. But not only that, you'll be looking one place, and what you see changes when you look back. There's something magical going on here that has cursed this place, perhaps cursed its former inhabitants. I'm not sure, but in that shuffle, I lost my companions, and I don't know where they are. Hopefully, they have steered clear of the raiders, but I don't know what's going on here.
Can you describe this shuffle? More detail.
It's like
the streets move, the buildings move.
It's almost like looking in the reflection of a lake.
Sorry,
like looking in the reflection of a lake that's just constantly shifting and moving. I can't describe it. You probably caught a glimpse of it if you were out in the streets at all. Did you see this, Barnes?
Barnes.
Did you notice that things were different?
It was quite mystifying. I thought I you told me I could not, perhaps never get back, and I worried that might be true.
Yeah. The waters, maybe you're looking at the outside right now. The waters have moved.
I saw the canal. It seemed to shift and change, much like the features in your face seem to be doing right now. No,
that's probably the
I don't
leaf.
Feel very well.
Oh, Buggles, I'm sorry. You should sit down.
Can I have some water, please?
Yes, I'll get you some water. Give him water.
What I is just that? Wanted to be cool like the grown-ups.
Wait, what is that on your neck?
The back of my neck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
We're gatewalkers, so we all have this mark on us, mostly on the back of our necks. Some people have them in other places, but
it's the mark of a soil.
During the I don't know if you guys had this here, but during the missing moment, the Ayudaras lit up and
I don't
we walked
know
through them and
about that, but
missed time and we
I
came out
this.
With powers. What is it?
It's the same mark. Oh, you have.
You are also a gatewalker, and you have.
No, I don't know what
you
that,
have a power.
I don't know what that means.
Where were
I,
you?
I have powers, but.
And the missing moment. When did you walk through the Ayudara?
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
You must have walked through a gate. You
no,
must have seen something.
No,
did you ever lose
no,
time?
My grandmother Seishu glimpsed this rune in a dream and inscribed it on my palm.
When?
Oh.
When?
This was before I left.
I don't know when you left. How long ago was that?
I mean, it had to have been...
I don't know your schedule.
I don't know your life story.
3 years ago? 10 years ago?
We were on another planet.
We literally just got here.
What year is this?
It must have been a few weeks ago.
Just a few weeks ago,
I think
she had this
dream. I'm not 100% sure. Time... I've lost time. But I don't know anything about gatewalking or missing moments. My grandmother saw this in a dream, and she pressed it magically onto my palm.
Forgive me. You have been nothing but helpful. But we are going to press here for a moment.
Yes, well, but this should prove that our meeting is fated. My journey is somehow tied up in yours. Our souls or our quests are related.
Beyond doubt. But the question I have, it relates to this... all-powerful enemy, dogs your people, and this living god, both of which you seem to not know the name of, or have no name for.
It's possible that the elders, or even my grandmother, know they have not shared that information with me.
Where is your grandmother?
Back
now.
With the tribe.
Where? In what country? What land?
I knew it. I just said.
And is that in this country? Are we in your land now?
We're in Brevoy. It's
how long did it take you to journey here?
Few weeks.
Oh, damn.
That's too much time.
Well, Austin presumed, possibly, that...
Also, I'm on a journey. I cannot return to my people until I've found this living god to save us.
Well, what is the threat your people face?
Evil. I don't know.
Has this evil been... sick? Are
visited
they...
visited upon you?
No, it's like a future evil, like an omen. Like we are destined to be destroyed by something, and I have been chosen by my people to find a god to stop it.
So your grandmother...
You guys don't.
Your grandmother Seishu.
Yes.
Did she tell you to come to this observatory? She saw it.
The sorcerers of my people said so. Yes, my grandmother being a higher up there encouraged me.
You contacted Aleli because they foresaw you coming here.
I didn't so much contact her as that as I was working here in the observatory, too afraid to go out into the streets, my... sort of work here formed this connection. It could have very well been her that formed the connection. I don't want to take credit for it, but we had this moment. We did not speak to each other, but we could hear each other's thoughts. And that connection, I felt as if it was going to lead me to the answers that I sought. And then you appear here out of thin air, which leads me to believe, and I'm sure we all have different belief systems, that you are somehow involved with my answers.
Well, we did. We have seen a god, a living god.
Well, where did you see a living god?
On Castrovel.
Tell me about this
pretty
living
cool.
god.
It was cool.
It was really cool. She who walks through seasons.
She who walks through seasons.
Yes.
Let me describe it.
Of nature. And yeah, Asa's like really into it and loves she who walks through seasons.
She had guardians.
She had these guardians.
It sounds like a dream.
We drank the headwaters and...
You what?
Were you
what?
Smoking
what?
When this happened?
No.
I said what?
Rude, but I want to make sure you actually experienced
what?
This.
You
this
drank
some
the
sort of
what did you say?
Hallucination.
What did you say?
Of course.
What? You drink the headwaters.
Yes.
Zephyr and Barnes exchanged a look. It was like,
and I felt such a deep, deep connection to her. Like I needed to protect her, to help her. And now we have to fight this Black Frost whale, which is what I thought we were coming here for.
We don't know we have to fight the Black Frost.
Maybe that's the god he's looking for.
That's what I thought.
Perhaps.
Or the threat is the Black Frost.
Or perhaps this is a stretch. Maybe it's me.
Brother, what?
You are the living god.
You think you're the god, Brother Remus?
You've been holding down on us.
Throwing it out there.
Are you smoking his stuff? Because maybe
he said it was fake.
Don't. You've had enough.
I should. There's one little wrinkle I should mention, and it's not something you would want to own until you know the full story. Part of my quest is to not only find this living god, but sacrifice them.
Just Brother Ramius, are you
definitely
available?
Couldn't be.
They're my people.
If it's him, he's right there. We could do it now.
I am so mortal. So mortal. I don't see any.
But also, it's so funny to me. The one time Joe is like, I could be a living god. It's like, yeah, we need to sacrifice them.
We need
god.
To kill them.
Oh, no, not me.
I'm probably the wrong guy for that.
Oh yeah, some misunderstanding.
All right, so I want us to go into detail about everything we know about Asoyo and what we learned on Castrovel.
The gates, explain the gates, and like
right. So into the night, you're sparks updating, and so by the end of it, Sakauachi says, "If our quests are indeed aligned, then perhaps this Asoyo is the great enemy that means to destroy my people. The enemy." Throughout time that has been fated to rise up and destroy my people.
Perhaps, and this is earlier what Asta suggested, but we bear this mark. You bear this mark. That is the mark of your enemy. If that is true, then you bear the mark of your enemy.
We fear there is some sort of power, some sort of force, some sort of group that is conspiring to bring the Black Frost Whale back.
Okay.
We have no true evidence of this. We meant to begin searching for it when we arrived here.
It's a theory.
So if my people's beliefs are correct, which is all I know, then you should first help me find my guides and then come with me to Sarkoris to find this living god, sacrifice them, and stop this threat that threatens us both. And I know we just met, but the way it works amongst my people is we believe certain things and you just kind of see it through to the end. So,
that's
plunge your sleep on
most people that believe things.
Right? There's not a lot of like room for
compromise,
wavering and whatnot, but this is a lot to throw on you and I'm a little tired. So maybe we should just rest and... No, we can talk about it in the morning. However, I do need to find my friends. There's three of them, and I fear for their lives. I feel like
I am not strong.
I need to protect them, and they need to protect me. So could you, if nothing else, at least help me find them? Because you're obviously capable fighters, and I am useless.
Yes, we can help you find your friends.
Okay. But
first, let's rest.
You don't have any other... options, really. Like, what would we even do? Like, what would we...
Yeah. We gotta get out of the city.
We're at the whims of fate right now.
I mean, we would try to... I mean, the only thing on my list...
Black Frost Whale.
Try to find a way to Dr. Riddles.
We should send
report
all
of this information and see if he has anything to add.
But also...
It sounds like it's thousands of miles away.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And we have no means to teleport there. There's no Ayudara here.
We gotta send some sort of raven or messenger or something once we get into a city that's not...
Definitely.
Not,
So for now, let us rest.
We should leave some sort of account in case we fall. Perhaps might make its way to Doctor. This Doctor Riddleson
idea,
of yours.
Excellent idea. And he pulls out one of his books from his collection that is writings and has plenty of blank pages. And he'll begin to write an account of what happened on Castrovel and Asoyo and the whole thing. And he's gonna, leave it here. I don't know.
With Dr. Riddleson's name and address on it.
Oh, you mean we'll take it to a city and then send it?
I mean, I think we should leave one here in case we fall, but with like...
Oh, leave, you can leave a letter or something and take the book with you.
Yeah, so he'll write some stuff down, rip these pages, leave them as a means to, just in case we fall or disappear, someone could find this one day.
He comes up to Zephyr. He's like, I don't have a lot of food, but you're welcome to this. You look like you could
eat. Oh, yeah, I would love food right now. And she's just like stuffing it in her face, eating like ravishingly.
I've been up for about 28 hours straight, but I'm happy to take first watch. I'm new here. Well, I guess we're all new here, but however you want to do it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Asta goes to bed.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mealy goes to bed. I take Hubert.
Hubert sidles up to
him. Oh, you can sidle up to him.
I'll take first watch as well.
All right, I leave him.
Land that I could help. Got my prickers wet, as it were, in that hobgoblin. Stuck it right in there. Did you see that, Asta? Got it right in there. My name's Hubert. You guys go to sleep.
You know, part of me was hoping for a TPK so we could spare ourselves the Hubert as Bard eventuality.
How dare you? It's still on the table.
There was no one I was going to save with more fervor than Asta. After that comment.
She might be easier to save moving forward because while you sleep, you level
up. Yeah!
Wow. And we'll be back right after this break.
Awesome.
Level four.
Awesome.
Level four.
Awesome.
Kids love eating cereal, but as adults, we don't want all that sugar, and most cereals don't give us the protein we need. But recently, I found Magic Spoon, a nostalgically delicious cereal that tastes just like those childhood favorites, but without the sugar and a ton of protein. I wasn't allowed to eat that stuff myself growing up, but man, I was jealous of the kids who could. And now I can, and I can do it responsibly with Magic Spoon. They got macros. Every serving of Magic Spoon has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. So you can feel good about eating cereal. Flavor options, they have 10 flavors that all taste just like the cereal you loved as a kid. Their most popular are fruity, cocoa, frosted, and peanut butter. But there's so many more like blueberry muffin, cinnamon roll, birthday cake, honey nut, and maple waffle. Convenience. I love that Magic Spoon makes it so easy for me to eat more protein when I'm too busy or tired to cook. It's a great thing, especially it's a dessert for me during the week. Get some the cocoa and make up a bowl of that. That's something good. Makes it don't feel terrible the next day. Get $5 off your next order of delicious cereal at magicspoon.com/GCP or look for Magic Spoon in your nearest grocery aisle. That's magicspoon.com/GCP for $5 off. Magic Spoon, hold on to the dream.
We're back! Have you seen these viral, I guess they're viral clips because I see them all the time, of Frankie Valli being trotted out on stage to sing at 90 years old?
No.
And he's like just lip syncing. They're lip syncing to like him in his 20s. And he just comes out on stage and he looks like a wax figure.
Oh.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
You have to Google these. It's amazing.
Oh, it's terrible.
And the backup singers are all doing this and just looking at him and being like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
But anyways, you leveled up,
leveled up, dude.
We're moving on up.
Strong.
Level to the four. G side.
God, it's a lot of eps. And level four just seems still so.
I know.
Yeah.
But hey, you need it.
Yeah.
You need it. Had to wait until you had a rest. It just didn't make sense to have you just magically level up in the middle of this whole thing. You needed the rest. And here it was. Had you perhaps found an opportunity to rest after that first hobgoblin incursion, I would have given you the level up, I think. But here we are. Let's talk about it. Let's go around the table. Buggles, I'm going to start with you. How's a fourth level psychic, a remastered psychic?
I got another spell.
Ooh.
An occult spell. So okay. I took invisibility.
Awesome. Classic.
Oh, that's great.
That's going to be so dope for Buggles.
Could be good.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge for Buggles.
Is that heightened to greater or is greater a new thing later?
I don't know that it ends up heightening.
Yeah.
It might be a different spell, but.
Do they call it something different than remaster? Like, oh, where'd he go?
Yeah. Peekaboo or I don't know.
Peekaboo.
Cast Peekaboo.
And then the other thing I took
is a class feat, a psychic class feat. So I took Violence Unleash, which I only really took because it seems thematically kind of cool based on kind of what I've been building. So I think like I have the option of when my psyche is unleashed that I can unleash a burst of force energy around me in that process of a 20-foot emanation and deal 2d6 force damage.
Oh.
When I unleash.
Be good against ghosts and stuff too.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it hurts everyone. So I'd have to be like on my own.
Yeah, yeah. Which sometimes you are.
Which I am sometimes. So.
Yeah, yeah. Like if enemies close on you, it'd be really good. I just looked it up. Invisibility heightened to 4th, lasts 1 minute, and doesn't end if you use a hostile action.
Oh, it's cool.
Greater. It becomes greater. Yeah,
that's neat. That's cool.
But it also doesn't allow you to like pre-cast it, walk into a fight, minute passes, it's gone.
Right.
Very cool. 4th level buggles.
4th level bugs.
As always, Lemon Law, I'll give you one episode if you don't like something you picked. Pasta.
Yeah,
I'm. What you got you doing a little dedication dip.
Well, yes, in a way, yes.
Okay,
because I decided to go with one of the Sky Sage class feats.
Whoa.
Instead of
really,
yeah,
sexy motherfucker.
Wow. I know. I'm doing a dip, which we never do because it's usually a bad idea.
Dip in the dew.
So we'll see, Lemon Law. We'll see, but this one, basic Sky Sage divination. I get to choose a first level spell from any spell list to add to my Sky Sage level, like casting that I can do.
Okay.
So Magus, this is a lot going on because I basically have like my Magus spells, my Sky Sage spells, and my Focus spells. Right. And they're all different.
Some are remastered, some are legacy.
Some are all
big
over
fucking
the place.
Mess.
But I'm really metagaming, but I want to take Fear, which is a level 1.
Ooh.
Because
starring Mark Wahlberg.
I have, yes, because I already have the feat from the Dark Fields Kitsune, the invigorating fear thing. So as a reaction, if somebody gets frightful, if they take the frightened condition, I get temporary HP.
Oh,
so if I'm in a bind, I could try to cast fear to like gain some HP if I can't hit somebody in a moment.
Wow.
We'll see. I'm figuring it out. We'll see what happens.
I think William Peterson is in that. I think he plays the
dad. Reese Witherspoon's dad.
Yeah.
Mark Helgenberger worked in this one too, right? She's not the mom.
Can't remember. I've never seen it.
Did I see this movie?
No.
It's not great.
I'm not going to see it then. So
can you cast that through your sword at all? That'd be pretty cool.
I guess I could.
Sphere through the sword.
Technically, I guess I could. It wouldn't.
Interesting.
I could just point my sword at somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Scary.
Blast them with fear.
Amy Brenneman is the mom.
And then another one. That was very important. Thank you, Matthew.
Awesome.
And then another one.
You have to know this for the spell,
right?
I'll see if I want to take
the components.
If I want
verbal components.
Name all the actors. Yes.
Entire IMDb cast.
Is a skill feat. I might change this to just take like a skill, trained in a skill or something, but I took Dirty Trick for now.
Ooh.
I make a thievery check against their reflex DC, and I basically like pull their pants down.
Put dirt in their eyes or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they have to spend an action to undo it. It's one action. And sometimes I'm stuck with nothing to do as a final action as a Magus. There's like a weird action economy happening. So I'm like,
it's true of every character.
Dirty Trick. Sure. Dirty Trick could really.
And you always have a third action. Recharge your spell strike.
But sometimes. No,
I know you don't.
Because I spell strike always is my last two actions.
Yeah. What's the penalty for Dirty Trick? Is it always different depending on what you choose? Or is it
if I critically fail, for them,
yeah.
The penalty is that the target is clumsy 1 on a critical success. And they have to use an interact action to end
like rub the
whatever it is.
Pull up their pants.
What about a success?
Critical success, clumsy 1 until they use an interact. Success as critical success. It says success as critical success.
All right, I'll look at it.
I guess we'll do this.
Sorry.
I'll Google it for you.
It's really confusing.
I guess I'll look that up for you.
Success as
critical success, but the condition ends automatically after one round.
There we go. Okay, so
clumsy.
Clumsy one, you've got to use that extra interact action. Success, it's one round.
One round,
and then,
that's cool.
But if I critically fail, I fall prone.
And you look stupid.
It backfires. Yeah. So it.
Wow.
So it could be fun. Could be fun. Cool.
I kind of like it. You are dirty.
And she's got high thievery. I'm trying to go with what I'm good at.
Lean into thievery. Okay. Yeah.
You know, this isn't a big debuff party, and it's that
It's that one little wrinkle that can sometimes make the difference between winning and losing. Those you notice the difference between plus one and minus one to AC off guard. So having those little tricks like that in a chance in a moment where you can't recharge your spell strike, it's certainly worth trying if that's one of your best skills.
Dirty little girl. Awesome. She's a dirty little girl.
I was going to call you Butterfingers.
Why?
Couldn't think of the word Zephyr, so it's like Butterfingers.
No.
Wow.
You're a Butterfinger.
Don't let that interesting catch brand. On. I want another nickname.
Come on, Butterfingers.
No.
Action
Butterfingers.
That's Zephyr's nickname, not your nickname. Oh. Your nickname is Action Kate.
Right.
Zephyr's nickname is Butterfingers.
Like if she drops
it's
a bow.
It's time for your watch.
No. Zephy Drew and
No.
Hey, Butterfingers.
Come on, Butterfingers.
Come on, Butterfingers.
This way.
Oh, you dropped your sword. Oh.
You missed sword. Again,
you dropped your girl.
Yeah, see? Doesn't work.
If you miss a shot, we're all just going to whisper, oh, Butterfingers.
Oh, Butterfingers.
Oh. I will.
Oh. Oh, there she goes.
I will flip this table away.
Another natural fall. It's very large.
I feel like we all smoked Flayleaf on the brain. Yeah, like, I don't know what is going on.
It's the Flayleaf talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Zephyr, she obviously gets like a nice HP boost. You know, boosts all of her like hits and stuff, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had my level four prep for a while. And for the class feat, I'm going to have her take Harmonize Self.
Ooh.
So I get another key spell called Harmonize Self. And that key, and I also get another focus point. So I have two focus points
score.
Now.
Oh, score.
So Harmonize Self, I can heal myself in one of the following ways chosen by when you cast the spell. I can either regain 8 hit points or I can attempt to cure one poison or disease afflicting myself, attempt a counteract to the affliction.
That's awesome. I mean, how many times has poison and disease come up already?
And it's like a focus spell or a key spell, so like it automatically heightens as I level. So I'm taking that. And then for the skill feat, I'm taking Titan Wrestler, so I can attempt to disarm, grapple, reposition, shove, or trip.
Oh, that makes creatures
jiu-jitsu. That are 2 sizes larger than myself, or up to 3 sizes once I'm legendary and athletic.
Wow. All right. Wow. So like straight up jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Take on all comers.
Which I don't do a lot of that stuff as often right now, but my goal is to. So if I have this feat, I'll remember to try to do those things.
I remember in 1E, the monk, there was a monk feat tree you could go that was like straight up wrestling.
Just dope.
And I had a guy, Pathfinder Society guy, that we'd play in our home games where we'd take turns GMing. Who like tried to get into it and it was terrible. But I think it'll be great for you.
heck yeah.
Yeah, grab it. Especially the fact that you can do it to people up to 2 sizes larger than you because you have fought a lot of large creatures that just come up, grab, and there's no way out.
Single creature combats are always bigger. So
it's true.
What about old Theomachus Bond?
Theomachus.
I'm still in the midst of this.
Okay.
So there's, I've been hemming and hawing on unmistakable lore as an option.
What's how? Talk to me about that.
Basically, you if you ever critically fail, you just fail on recall knowledge.
Oh.
But it's only good for recall knowledge, as far as I can tell, not for a exploit vulnerability, which is
you would never get false information.
Well, I have on a failure, I have, what is it with the ability you hate? Dubious knowledge.
Oh, dubious knowledge.
Dubious knowledge.
So is that a skill feat or a class feat?
It's a skill feat. Obviously, I'm a lore. I roll lore on almost everything.
Wait. Dubious knowledge is
if you fail, you get one piece of true information, one piece of false information.
I mean, you are our brains.
And it's just for unmistakable lore. If you critically succeed, if you're a master in your lore subcategory, you can get even more information. I feel like that's not really anyway. So that but the other option there for a skill feat is just like intimidating glare, which is
always useful.
We
always
love useful. Intimidating glare.
Yeah, especially if we're going
to
be
it's venturing. Great when you can't speak to the thing that you're fighting to.
Exactly.
So.
Do they gain frightened from that? Or what's the...
Yes, if you demoralize.
That would be dope for me, because then I can also use my reaction if you give them the frightened condition. I can gain my temp HP from anybody who's getting frightened.
All right, we'll do
that. Yeah, that sounds better.
Yay!
All right.
First one sounds confusing.
It's very Barnes-y of you.
And then I am also taking the basic Sky Sage Divination as a class feat.
Wow, you guys are really leaning into this.
You want to say, we're in the observatory.
By the way, if a feat has more than one sentence, don't take it.
Because it's confusing.
I'm thinking, like, my option, I haven't decided on the spell, but my options, I'm narrowing down to something like Force Barrage.
Yeah.
There's like,
helpful in a pinch.
Just Like when we were fighting,
you have that Ramius?
Do I have what?
You don't have Force Barrage, right? I'm thinking of Atticus.
No, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, like in that situation with that guy, like any of those things with those guys who were on the last legs,
just hit him.
So many times in that fight, or this lasted now several episodes. They were down to like 2, 3, 4 hit points. You could have split that and popped them off. Yeah. It's a great.
It's just like a great utility spell. The other option would be Sure Strike.
I have Sure Strike, and it's hard. Never used it.
Well, you, because your spell strike makes
the
it
issue
hard.
Is if I cast Sure Strike, it's one action, which is like, that's great. And then if I move, I can't spell strike.
Yeah, it really only works. Is it, it's two? It's one action for Sure Strike?
One action.
One that's for sure. Good. And then two for my spell strike. So I have to be in front of them. And then I'm casting a spell directly in front of them.
Two AOOs if they, yeah. Two chats.
It's a mess. So it would be better.
Yes, because I could cast,
move, hit.
You know, blink myself over.
Yeah.
Hit, but again, it's going to end up being more situational than I think I want. So I'm leaning towards Force Barrage.
Okay. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
Love a good Force Barrage.
Love a good Force Barrage.
Speaking of going wrong, Ramius. Stick it with Cleric. Stick it with Cleric.
I'm going to stick with Cleric.
Okay.
Yeah. Thought about the Rogue Diep.
No,
Cleric, Rogue Diep. But I think
it doesn't really fit Ramius's character.
Cleric 3, Rogue 1, Diep.
It's not much of a rogue. I'm really leaning into the medic side of Ramius as I continue this build towards like a doctor, like
he's a healer,
frontier
doctor, Quinn medicine woman.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to lean into that. So I took I followed that tree for both skill and class feat. So for skill feat, I'll start with class feat. For class feat, I'm this is great. Well, actually, no, you know what, I'm not leaning into it. I apologize, I'm not going that route for class feat. Class feat, I'm going to take a cleric class feat called Raise Symbol. And I feel like this works for Ramius. So he wears that symbol of the keeper around his neck. And I just have to present that symbol. So basically like have it in a
interact
hand.
Action.
And it's a one act. It's one action. And I just have to raise that symbol for protection for myself. Sort of like casting shield. Only what it does is it gives me a +2 to all saving throws.
Oh, nice.
For the
That's
round.
Cool.
And it will.
Is that like raise a tome? Is it the same thing?
I don't know, Raise Tome.
Raise a Tome is like you raise your spell book and it basically is like shield. I think it might be the same thing, differently worded. Maybe it's
I don't know that
tome.
One.
That's a legacy feat. You raise up a book you're holding and flip it open to defend yourself and expedite your studies. And you get a +2 AC bonus and a +1 circumstance bonus to recall knowledge to identify creatures using a skill related to the subject.
Slightly okay, cool. It's different, but that's
what's
cool.
What's the prereqs of that?
You're holding a book.
You're holding a book.
That's it. That's
if, you
book.
Shield,
like,
if you have shield block, you can use the tome for that feat.
Oh, wow.
Well, what class is
it? What class is it? Wizard feat?
Magus.
Magus.
Oh, yeah. Magus. Oh, cool.
Magus feat.
So
cool.
So I took Raise Symbol, which I thought, you know, keep up, protect me. I think
you want to do that like first round of every combat.
Well, it's just until the start of your next turn.
Yeah.
So it is just like raising a shield. Yeah. So, but I mean, I think that's better
fighting
for me.
A big caster with AoE.
Yeah. I'm going to like, what does +1 to AC do for me? Not much. Maybe prevent a crit here and there, but like, I think that saving throw of +2 is going to be great. And if we're ever fighting anything that is going to do void damage, like if there's any undead stuff or anything like that against us, if it anything that has the void effect, I treat any success as a critical success while that's raised. So
that's cool.
And then I did lean into the medic for the skill feat, and I'm going to take treat condition, which is pretty awesome. So now Ramius can, as two actions in combat, can treat clumsy, enfeebled, and sickened as an action, as two actions. So he moves up, treats that condition, and then I have to make a counteract check against the DC of that caused the condition. But it's using my medicine, which is like my highest skill, to see if I can, you know, reduce it by one, or if I crit, reduce it by two. So pretty sweet. Of, you know, if somebody starts combat sickened, I could get them unsickened so they don't have to retch.
You didn't.
That's cool.
You didn't want. I'm not going to be. I don't want to be a Joe, but you didn't take battle medicine.
I already have battle medicine.
Why don't you ever use it?
That's literally what kept you all alive and brought you back from the dead inside the observatory.
Is he pointing at me?
I think he was pointing at you.
I used battle medicine, my special ability to use it twice a day on one person, on you in the John James.
In your defense, he's only used it about 50 times.
In my defense.
It's like most of what he does.
I don't recall. I plead the fifth.
I actually don't use it that much because even though things have been tough, we've been really able to kind of
hold it together with heal spells.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of continual recovery, which makes it faster for us, right, to do it?
Treat wounds. It all continual recovery does is reduces the cooldown
for treat wounds. I know, yeah, because Suki has it, which is helpful, but in downtime, not in battle.
It's a feat that you absolutely must take if you're doing a podcast.
Absolutely.
That's it. No choice.
Right. Yeah. It should be free.
It's fun.
Question for the table. Would it be wiser for me to take electric arc instead of force barrage? Because with the cantrip,
you can hit two targets.
Well, I can cast it. I get it multiple times a day. Oh, and then it would heighten, right?
Yeah.
It would automatically heighten.
I have it.
I find that
is it an automatic hit?
Like, I find that it's not that valuable. Do you have a lot of turns where you're like, what am I going to do with my turn? Like, you always want to attack things based on their weakness.
It's not an automatic hit. They have to make a basic reflex save. Yeah. So it's
the thing is that we always end up where we need to just kill someone.
It's not strong. It's 3D.
And they've got a couple hit points left.
3D4.
Yeah,
for mop-up duty, force barrage.
Yeah.
Somebody should have it.
And also, force barrage is like for the times when nothing can hit someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
you can feels also,
like with invisibility and force barrage, we're starting to get into like...
Electric arc is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
If you're a spect caster, though, your DC for that save is going to be lower than a spect caster.
And you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, why double?
It's 3d4. It's not even heightened. It's not...
That is heightened.
The table says
what I mean. That's not that barrage. Strong.
You brought it to the table.
The table has spoken.
Talk to you.
The table has spoken.
I also, my skill feat, I took Bon Mot.
Oh, yes.
That's great.
What's that?
It's a quip that you say, and then you can use it on a foe within 30 feet. And it's a diplomacy check against their will save. If they fail, they get a -2 penalty to their perception and will saves for 1 minute.
Oh. Against their will DC, right?
Against their will DC.
Interesting.
Sir Julie had it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a clever quip that sets them off. It's like talking shit.
It'd be different if Buggles does it.
You just say Bon Mot.
I know. Yeah. That's so funny.
It's the name of an insult. It's Larry Bird, right? Like, existed on the Bon Mot. Like,
yeah,
you talk shit and it throws off.
It's French for the good word.
Oh, I see. Bon Mot.
Yeah, but I figure it was funny because I remember the first time I heard it was like McD had a character that had it for one of our Gen Con shows. And he calls it, I've built a slogan-based fighter.
Yes.
That's great.
Great. All right. So during your sleep, you level up.
So cool.
We'll say that you take time, you know, for everybody to watch and give time for Sakawachi and Hubert to sleep as well. And then, you know, it's the morning. Maybe there's like a little bit of food left for you to split. It's not a lot. You kind of something you're gonna have to need to deal with. Obviously, we don't deal with rations and food that much, but in the story of this, I don't think you have a lot of food on your person.
No, I think that he would probably be very well. No, we're fine.
Are we?
You think you're okay?
I think so. I think we'll be hungry. I don't think we're starving.
No,
like we just. I mean,
Zephyr was certainly hungry.
I would assume
I ate all the food.
Like we gorged on the elven party, and it has just been a matter of hours since then.
Right, but sometimes you eat a lot, and then you don't eat. You're like your stomach is expanding. You're like hungry.
I'm not saying we're not hungry. I'm saying I don't think we have like mechanical condition of food.
Scurvy or anything.
But not knowing where you are, not knowing where you're going or what the plan is, and not having like a plan for food, and now two more mouths to feed.
Yeah. I think we're like, we need to find some food.
We need to find food.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by this weird effect. Like, is there food here? Like, does food exist?
Also, if it wasn't said already, apologies. As part of this time in here, like, I want to meticulously search this entire observatory on the inside, going through every piece of paper, every drawer, every, you know, to see if there's any indication of who was last here or anything that could help us on our journey.
Yeah.
For antidotes, perhaps.
Yeah, you're digging through, and it seems like those potions that he gave you, you know, between fights there or before the fight.
Before the fight started.
Like he had already scoured the place and he found these and wasn't even quite sure what they did, but sensed that they were, would give you a healing boost. But you look around and, very strange. Whoever was in charge of this observatory, looks to have left, in a hurry and, didn't leave much behind.
Okay.
So took everything with them, or maybe it was just a sparsely, decorated observatory. you know, meanwhile, you talk more with Sakawachi, and he tells you about his friends. He says that, you know, Seshu sent these more experienced tribe members. I think I said there were three of them, but there was actually four of them to escort me on my quest. Inuma would be most helpful right now. He's a survivalist, good at foraging, and he's the most well-traveled guide in my party. He's good at knowing like when to find cover, when bad weather's coming. He's just also just a great guy to be around. Would really certainly always help to cheer me up, and I think would help you as well. Deniji is our hunter, or she's our muscle of the group. She's quiet, but kind, and a fierce combatant. Someone we could have used in that fight against the raiders. Pamak is our storyteller, I guess you could say. He records the goings-on of the tribe and was mainly sent along to sort of record this part of our journey so that future members of my people would know our story. And then Ulikak is our navigator. She's a great astronomer, sailor, you name it. Almost my age, a couple moons older.
How old is he?
Late 20s.
Late 20s?
Late 20s, yeah, like 27, 28.
Did you have some sort of plan for where to reconvene in case someone got lost?
We walked into the city gates together, and we weren't in the town for more than 5 minutes before I looked around and one of us was missing. And then as we kind of panicked, as I panicked, we just very quickly all lost sight of each other. And I would yell their names and I would hear it, them yelling back as if they were miles away. And I just very quickly got disoriented and just started running. And then I saw the raiders and I hid. And then there was the observatory, almost as if I was fated to find it. And so I ran in here and barred the doors, but they must have saw me. And that's what led them to breaking down the doors. And then you appeared out of thin air. But I feel like if we can find them, obviously I have a personal interest in finding them, but they could be of help to us for whatever's next.
Can I look outside?
Yeah.
Is it just...
Be careful. Sakawachi says.
I'm just trying to see if it's... The sun is shining.
You look up through the hole in the ceiling where the telescope goes out, and it's overcast, but it's daytime.
Okay.
You peek out through the cracked door. Same thing. It's just a gloomy day, but it's daytime. It's
okay.
Light.
Looking out but the door.
You look out the door. Give me a perception check.
Perception. That is a 17.
You look ahead and the streets that you see, first of all, it looks nothing like what you saw during the fight. It's like streets turn in completely different directions than what you originally saw. There's no canal in the distance. And the streets that you do see look to make these impossible turns. Like no city planner would have ever done anything like this, because that looks like that street would, if it were to curve around the corner, would come right back at you and you don't see a second street coming. The buildings in the distance seem to like blend together or duplicate. Like they'll be identical buildings. Like you're looking at a triptych. It's very, very off-putting and disorienting to look at.
And there's no kind of rhyme or reason to it, right? It's just kind of shifting.
Yeah, there's some sort of magic at work here that is either creating an illusion, you would think, or something far more powerful.
Asa, have you ever seen any magic like this?
Sydney doesn't know, but maybe I can make a roll of some sort.
Oh, you have Arcana?
Yeah, Arcana.
Oh yeah, I could roll
too. Occultism or Arcana?
Yeah, I'm going to...
What do you want to do, Arcana?
Yeah, Arcana. Like any baseline of even a class of magic that, you know, she might... Fuck, I thought that was a one. It's still not good. 14.
I'm going to do Esoteric Lore and take the penalty.
Okay.
Asta says...
Maddie 19 for a 29.
Maddie 19 for a 29.
Hmm.
You have heard tell of certain geographical areas of the world where there are these ley lines that have sort of an undercurrent of magic to them. And you start to think that maybe Skywatch is situated on top of such a line that would allow some sort of powerful magic to bastardize that innate power. And you think that must be what's happening here.
So is it sort of like a magical...
Well, it's like the farm all over again.
Yes, it's like
how Nighthold seeped in the thin lands.
Natural magical chaos, not an operator, not someone harnessing this to cast a spell.
Unless someone's actions have corrupted the ley line.
And if no one is in the city anymore, perhaps they had measures to control it or harness it, but maybe it's all gone awry now.
This whale, this Soyo you were talking about, you said that they were trying to return? What did you say?
Well, it was buried in the ice in Skywatch.
And
no, the Crown of the World.
No, the Crown of the World. We're in Skywatch.
Okay.
I just woke up.
And what do you what do you know about Soyo?
It causes curses on people.
We know that it is an elven legend. This creature drew people to it, made them thralls, left its symbol, its mark upon them. That mark there, pointing to his hand. Otherwise, I'm not sure what else we know about the creature itself, where it originated, or why it does what it does.
We're missing all the connecting parts to everything.
If this is the same great evil that my people fear, perhaps there's an awakening, and that awakening is powerful enough to disorient us.
Well, you should know also, those who encountered it, if you were to breathe in these vapors, you would basically become a thrall. You would lose your mind. It's extremely powerful and extremely dangerous.
We will need to be careful navigating this maze of a city. I would suggest linking arms, holding hands, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Do you happen to have a rope?
That's a great idea.
We use all of our
rope. We're plumb out.
I have some. I have 50 feet.
Can we kind of link ourselves to the ropes so we're all tethered together?
That's a good idea.
All right, so you guys all tie each other.
Like take a little like leather thing and
that's safe if we get into combat, we're all tied fight, together.
That could be tough. We don't have to tie ourselves too, we just have to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
It's like walking a circle. Like preschoolers.
Yeah, I was gonna say like every time my kid goes out for daycare. Yeah.
It's so funny. I was looking at a bunch of silly spells because when I look through the spells, there's some really great ones that are like it makes you change your clothes to something fashionable, and it still takes two actions, and they're just very silly. But there's one called Breadcrumbs, and you protect your target from going astray in hostile territory by tracking where it is, like where it's already been, and then helping to deduce where it needs to go. I just think it's such a fun, like, fairy tale spell. But I didn't take it, so it doesn't matter. But there is a spell called Breadcrumbs.
Well, I prepared... this morning, a spell that I prepared when we landed on Castroville, which is Know the Way.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how this magic would interact with this spell, but this is you magically orient yourself, and you immediately know which way is north, and you can immediately identify the direction of a location that you were at within the last 24 hours.
So we could know like where we are from the observatory.
Right, is what I'm thinking, but also, like, does that
matter?
The other magic, did it actually move the observatory?
Right, you're like, the observatory is actually that way now.
Yeah, but it's interesting, like, wouldn't it be just as effective? Because if it moved the observatory to where it is now, we would still know where it is now.
To get back to it if we needed to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or if it falsely tells you the previous location, we would still at least know our exact previous location. I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, it can't hurt, right?
Can't hurt. So I'm going to prepare that.
Okay. You tie the rope
instead of shield
around yourselves or loop it through each of your belts.
I think we'll just hold it.
Yeah, we'll just hold it.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll that way we get into
trouble reaching it. Maybe you could lower it for old Hubert.
I tie it around Hubert like a leash.
Yeah, Hubert. Fella. Tie it around Hubert, and Hubert, you stay back and stay in the back.
A little tight around the neck. Thank you.
I scooted around his waist.
Is that too tight?
Yeah.
Is
tighter? That too tight? Did you say tighter?
Tighter, you said?
Yeah. Make sure it doesn't come loose.
Give me those fuckers.
We wouldn't want to lose you, Hubert.
We wouldn't want to lose you in the streets.
Hubert, you stand behind us, but don't...
Let me. A little aroused, not going to lie.
Okay.
A little aroused by word. Why don't you tighten it again around the old neck?
Oh, we're done.
Oh, boy.
So proud of you last night.
You might start to like it if we keep doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Note to self. Enjoyed that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You just kind of tie.
Just hold the rope.
He's all yours.
I know. Unfortunately, yes.
Let's go. Bonds, would you like to lead the way?
Sure. I've been out there before.
You start walking.
Yeah.
Through these streets. And, you know, there's a street there. It's just not the street that you're fighting these hobgoblins on. Not the street that Barnes walked down.
What's the street like? Is it cobblestones?
Cobblestones.
Is it broken up, weed-filled?
It's older.
Abandoned but it's for actually, decades cobblestones?
No.
Okay.
Some of it's not like the most beautiful city in the world. You're not in Absalom, but it's not.
But it doesn't look like abandoned for years and years.
No. It does look like an old city, like it's been here for a long time, and some of the buildings predate others. But there's this weird sort of like repetition as you walk through the street where you walk by a building and then you keep going and you see the same exact building to your right. And then you come to a dead end and there's only one way to turn to the left. And you turn to the left, and the front door of the observatory is there.
Damn it.
Think we are back where we started.
Hubert.
Sorry?
Does anyone have any chalk or something
we can use
to mark the building?
I'm going
to
cast... Wait. We wanted to...
I have chalk.
We're heading north, right?
You have chalk.
Is that where you want to head?
I mean, generally speaking...
If you have a compass...
We obviously don't know where his friends are.
Yeah.
But...
If we walk in it...
The ultimate objective
sure
is that
direction.
He's trying to go to Sarkoris, right?
Yeah.
Is that east or north? North and west? I can't remember. Is it west
from
Brevois? I don't know Brevois, but I know Sarkoris is all the way to the north.
I believe it's northwest. I'd have to look it up for sure. But
let's try staying north for some time and see if the observatory appears there again. This way. So I'll cast Know the Way.
Yeah, I was going to say if any of you pull out your compasses, like they're just spinning.
Okay.
My thought is we should, if we're using Asa's chalk, we can mark the buildings we walk by. That way, if we
I have chalk.
The minute we start to get a little lost, we can be like, hang on.
Chalk.
Yeah.
See this
so, she'll make like a line and then, you know, maybe an arrow every so often to indicate like we've walked in this direction from this building. So if we reroute, it's like maybe we go in the other direction, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You cast.
The other thing I was going to suggest is if any of these buildings are tall, besides the observatory, are there any ones that are multi-stories?
Some of them are, you know, two or three stories is like the highest.
Well, maybe if we can get up to the top of one, we can look down and see if we see friends, like depending on the size of the city.
Yeah.
That's an option as well. You want to try the chalk and the spell for now?
Sure.
Okay.
It says you magically reorient yourself. You immediately know which direction is north if it exists at your current location. And you can choose a location you're at within the last 24 hours.
All right. So you cast that spell and you're facing the door to the observatory around this corner. There's no other way to go except the way you came. So you turn around, and maybe, Asta, you mark one of the buildings with an arrow.
Also, mark the door of the observatory, just in case.
I put a big circle, and then sort of like a semicircle, and then two small circles.
Make a smiley face.
Yes.
You and Hubert are perfect for each other.
An odd way to draw a smiley face.
That is a really odd way to draw a smiley face.
She draws the mouth first.
I just want to see if it's the same
monster, are you?
I just came up with this, and I'm going to patent it. I'm going to trademark that. I think it's important.
What is it?
Oh, my God. I just realized that Asta is Forrest Gump.
Yes.
It's a little Forrest Gumpy.
Yeah. Forrest Gump with kleptomania.
You cast Know the Way. You're chalking buildings left and right, drawing smiley faces and dicks.
Yeah, a lot of dicks.
Tons of dicks.
I thought those were arrows.
Pointing. Yeah, they're arrows.
Okay.
Nice. They function as arrows.
They're really rhythmic arrows.
Nice. Like
little points
also,
away.
That's a strange, fleshy arrow. Oh!
Why are the dots coming out of the end of it?
That's a good one. You got Ramius.
I high-five Hubert.
Draw his. I know what it looks like. And you cast it out of the way, and you are turning, and all of a sudden, Asta, you see one of your arrows that you just drew pointing in the other direction. But Ramius, you feel like you should continue forward. You come to a split in the road, and you look down two long streets. There's a canal at the end of one that looks identical to the canal that you jumped in. And down to the right, there seems to be a large building in the distance. In front of that building, three people step into view.
What?
And they're about 300 feet away, you know, football field. And it looks like one is dressed in like furs, like animal furs. And then the other ones have like armor and furs on. And they see you and they kind of like brace themselves and start moving forward.
Sakuachi, are these your friends? Quickly.
I don't, definitely, maybe one of them, but not, I don't, I think that's Anuma, but I don't know the other ones. Should I get a yell out to him?
Yes, yell to them.
I don't know who the other two, Anuma! Sakuachi! Hey! Hey, it's me! Hey! And they start running towards each other. And they're like being pulled by the rope, and they run towards each other, and they embrace, big hug, and they like...
Which one is this, the hunter?
Back.
Or
Anuma is the survivalist.
Survivalist.
And then they're looking at each other, and they're like, oh, friend, it's good to see you. I should introduce my two companions here, my two leather-clad companions. This is Jorath, and this is Yana. Who are these people? Referencing you. It's a long story. They are friends, though. They are friends of mine. We can discuss this later. Where have you been? Who are these people? So Jorath and Yana, and Anuma continues, is like, they are part of a Brevik mercenary company called the Smiling Wolves. I stumbled into their camp at the Riverside Docks after we got lost, and they've been very helpful. And most importantly, they know how to navigate this place. I'm a good navigator, but nothing like them. So we should go with them. Let me talk to them for a second. This is my friend, Sakuachi. These are their friends. Can they come to your camp? And Jorath and Yana are like, yeah. Yeah, of course.
What check can I roll to see if any of this is a lie or deception or...
Yeah, like a disguise, literally anything.
They look rough. They're like the wildlings beyond the wall. Yeah. Kind of rough. And they're like, yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course you can come. We'll introduce you to Mats.
Who's Mats?
Who's Mats?
He's our leader. He's great. He's great. He takes some getting used to, but we've got camp and we're safe. We're safe from these raiders.
We've got camp?
We've got camp, yes.
Zephyr turns to
We've got camp.
Zephyr turns to Barnes and Ramius and she's like, remember what Sakuachi said? Like, you just kind of go along with their vibe.
They've
and you don't say
they've
no.
They've got camp.
You can trust.
But that's
you can
like
trust
the thing.
Anuma. Anuma's a good judge of character.
Get out of here.
Oh, sorry.
That's like the thing, though, with them is that I feel like if we join them, we kind of agree to do this thing that
I'm
they
just
want
gonna
to
see
do.
If there's any
25 on my perception.
25 perception of just
evidence of deceit, basically.
Kind of catching their vibe, yeah.
Vibe check.
Okay. All I'll say is I rolled a natural 20, and they seem to be completely above board.
God damn.
Rough around the edges, but if they are trying to deceive you,
it's working.
It's working.
Excellent.
We have food.
How? Tell us how you supplies. Navigate this place. How?
Stars. The stars. We're
very wise.
It's midday and overcast.
Yes, it's harder during the day. You should know that. I don't know what your plans are here, but it's a little more difficult during the day. Yana, can you... she's better at this than I am. And Yana's like, I help. She puts her hands up to the sky. Like measures the distance between stars you cannot see. She's like, this way. And she points towards a door to one of the houses. This way.
Lay the way.
Through the door.
We'll follow you.
Yes, this way.
Okay. We'll follow you.
Buggles is sort of, he's fingering this, the little onyx figurine of the dog.
Like, as he's nervous about this, and he's just handling the figurine in his pocket.
She goes to open the door. It doesn't open. She kicks the door down, and you walk into this just like empty house. There's no food. There's no utensils or anything. And she's like, come this way. And she walks you through the home into the back of the house where there's a back door. She's like, this way you go.
First? Us first?
Yes, we watch.
All right, Asta takes her katana out. And then she walks, katana at side, hand on hip, out to the yard.
Okay, you walk. You open the door.
Yeah.
Walk into the backyard. And you are immediately on another street. And in the distance, you see the observatory up on the top of like a miniature hill in the middle of the city. Nowhere's near where you just were, completely disorienting. She says, yes, go, come, quick. Puts her hands up to the sky again, measures distance this way. And she continues to do this for about 20 minutes until eventually you see docks up ahead and a large encampment of people that look just like Jorif and Yana. Rough customers eating fires. Giant animals being
eating
roasted.
Fire?
Eating fire.
Fire eaters?
Wow, they are rough.
It's extremely impressive.
They are, they're eating this fire's roasted animals, like huge,
so good.
Lots of sharp weapons. Every single one of them is bigger than every single one of you. And Sakawachi is like, this is good. This is good. They're going to help us. They're going to help us, right, Anuma? Anuma's like, yeah.
Anuma, you seem a little...
Anuma, where are the other two people you were with?
Think twice if you're in trouble.
I lost them as
they
well.
They didn't help you find them?
No, I lost everybody. When I lost Sakawachi, I lost the others, and I found them, and they brought me into their camp, and they seem cool.
Think twice if you're in trouble. Blink twice if you're in trouble.
What if his eyes get dry, and he blinks twice on accident?
Blink three times.
No, I think we're fine.
You're overly paranoid, Barnes. Look, they have food. Let's go. I'm starving.
Asta continues with her katana out as she enters their area.
Ramius is going to trust him.
That's cool.
And he's going to try to...
Cool idea.
Zephyr has deadly hands, so she just walks in.
Dravignana lead you into this camp. You start walking by all these tough-looking customers. And they bring you into a clearing with a collection of heavy cloth tents erected along some wooden piers that jut right over a river, way out of here, perhaps. There's a bonfire burning in the center of the camp around which all these tough-looking, rugged people sit. Eating meat, staring daggers at you.
Hello.
Hi. Sing, sharpening knives.
Good afternoon.
You look at some of the meat, and you start to worry that it doesn't look like animal meat.
Yeah.
Some of the carcasses that are being dried in the sun. The hell kind of animal is that?
The cannibals.
Drinking. Rubbing their suds out of their beards. Scarred faces.
Are they human forms that are hanging?
They don't. Give me a perception check.
He's got medicine. Maybe he'd be able to tell the best.
I'm going to do perception. I'm an animal. Animal-human hybrid. I've been in the woods. I've seen this shit.
12.
21.
21. You don't think so?
I don't think they're animal, or I don't think they're human?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but you're trying to get a sense of all this and being stared daggers at by all these people and trying to figure out, are those animal hides or those human hides? Jorif and Yana let out a howl, and then all around you, they're like, and we'll see you next week.
Should we howl also?
Yeah, we all howl.
This doesn't seem good.
This doesn't seem good.
Eat the hedgehog first. He's the most tender.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at sign up to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.